At the 2017 National FFA Convention, we're here in Indianapolis and talking with one of the finalists for the National Officer Team for 2017-18, Piper Merritt. Piper, I guess what about 24 hours from now, you'll get some inkling as to what you'll be doing for the next year. Tell me about the process this week. Has it gone kind of like you thought it might?
The process is absolutely one of the most incredible experiences that I've had the opportunity to go through. It's something that really aligns very well with the mission statement of FFA because it does develop premier leadership, personal growth, and does prepare you for career success. And so, through a variety of different interview types and different models that we get the opportunity to interact with, it is a very intense process, and I'm very blessed to have gone through it because I think it's taught some awesome things.
Let's say that you hear your name on Saturday afternoon. What do you think the process has done for you in getting you to a point where you can successfully serve?
Absolutely. Well, first of all, it would be an amazing honor. But second of all, this process really models some of the real world experiences and situations that National FFA officers are put in. And so whether that's visiting with a sponsor or getting the opportunity to stand and deliver on a topic that, you would have a little bit of time to prepare remarks on, this process truly does model the real life experiences that you would have. So I think going into it, obviously, they would train a lot, but we would have the opportunity to go off of what we've prepared in order to be successful within the process.
You had some definite ideas about what you envisioned a year ahead might be if you were an officer. Has this week changed that mindset any?
I think it's even sharpened the desire to not only serve, but to wholeheartedly serve in the capacity of whether that is in a blue and gold jacket throughout the next year or whether that is returning to Oklahoma State and serving my fellow students and becoming involved in Stillwater, Oklahoma. I'm excited for the path forward, and I think that if anything, this week has only sharpened the desire to serve in any capacity I'm blessed to do.
This is a different perspective of a meeting. You've been to national conventions before. I know this is totally a different experience. What, after experiencing this, does FFA mean the same to you, or has it been a little bit different now?
One thing that I think that National Convention does so well is it does provide such a unique perspective on the organization. It shows you once again that you're part of something bigger than yourself, and I think that's something we learn at the state level in Oklahoma, but then we see Oklahoma shine on stage here at National Convention, and it truly does teach us that we are a part of something bigger than ourselves, and I think it humbles you to realize that we're very blessed to be a part of our association. We're very blessed to, serve an organization that is focused on service and to creating young future leaders. So I think if anything, it has shown me that, we are part of something bigger here. We have a lot to be proud of.
Mm-hmm. What, in your mind, what should a national officer do in the coming months as far as to be that advocate for ag education, for the young people that are a part of FFA, and perhaps perhaps for agriculture in general?
I think remembering those roots that you have, and whether that's with your agricultural education teacher who grounds you to remind you of the local program success and, the mission that we find at the local level of the organization, grounding yourself in that and remembering where you came from to find that, now we find ourselves on a national stage, and that opportunity to serve should be for those students that you meet at the local level, those state officers that facilitate those experiences for students, all the way up to the legislators and the stakeholders that you have the opportunity to represent the organization to.
Best of luck.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hayes. We appreciate you. Okay.